Welcome to Muffed. What a year. This is the Jaguars 2025 season in review. Muffed. 31 takeaways, top two in the entire league, and the engine that turned this Jaguar season from interesting into a 13-win division title. Here's how Jacksonville's defense became a takeaway machine, how Trevor Lawrence quietly finished fifth in the NFL in passing touchdowns, and the one number that explains why the wild card loss to Buffalo still stings. 13-4. AFC South champs, 3 seed in the AFC, 27-24 wild card exit to the Bills. The Jaguars didn't just sneak in, they bullied their division and built a defensive identity the rest of the conference will be staring at all offseason. Start with the team level portrait. The defense finished at -108.5, expected points added allowed, third in the league, 94th percentile, and on defense, that big negative is elite. The offense was a respectable +32.7, middle of the pack at 14th. Add 31 takeaways, 22 interceptions, 9 fumble recoveries, and you have a team that won the turnover battle nearly every Sunday, but this was not a steady ride. Jacksonville got smashed 35-7 by the Rams in week 7, lost a shootout in Houston 36-29 in week 10, then ripped off 7 straight to close the regular season, including a 41-7 demolition of Tennessee in week 18. Started bumpy, finished dominant. Now let's talk about the passing offense. Trevor Lawrence posted +35.9 passing expected points added on 606 attempts, roughly +0.06 per attempt, 11th in the league, 69th percentile. Solid, not spectacular. The headline is the touchdowns, 29 through the air, 5th most in the NFL, +9 on the ground. 38 total scores from your quarterback is star level production. But the efficiency tells a different story, 60.9 completion percentage against an expected 63.6, so -2.7% completion over expected, 30th among qualified starters. He found the end zone but missed throws he should have hit, and the offense absorbed 41 sacks along the way. Parker Washington led a true committee with 58 catches for 847 yards and 5 touchdowns. Boomer bust in the air, 48 points 1 week against the Jets, 7 against the Rams. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. The ground game was just okay on paper, 1,958 yards, 115.2 a game, 4 per carry, 20th in the league, 41st percentile. With a rushing expected points added of -7.2, where it mattered was the goal line. 22 rushing touchdowns is real volume and close. Travis Etienne carried the load, 260 carries, 1,107 yards, 4.3 a clip, 7 scores, and his rush yards over expected was +43.9, +0.2 per attempt. Translation, Etienne was a hair better than his blocking asked of him, not by a wide margin. Steady floor, modest ceiling, capable of cracking a long one and stealing a hidden score. Next up, the pass defense. This is the unit that defined the season. -94.2 passing expected points added allowed, 97th percentile, elite. The Jaguars surrendered 231 passing yards a game and 25 passing scores, but they took the ball away constantly. 22 interceptions, 97th percentile in takeaways. The one wart? Just 32 sacks, 19th percentile. They generated pressure but didn't finish. The signature moment, week 5 against Kansas City, third quarter, tied at 14. Chiefs at the Jacksonville 3, 2nd and 3. Devin Lloyd jumped a Patrick Mahomes throw at the goal line and took it 99 yards the other way for a pick 6, a 14-point swing in a game. Jacksonville won 31-28. That play is the defensive identity of the season. The bend doesn't break, and the takeaway shows up in the worst possible spot for the offense, in the run defense. Tighter story here, Jacksonville allowed 86.3 rushing yards a game and just 13 rushing scores all year. With a per carry expected points added allowed of -0.04, a solid 59th percentile finish, steady floor without an elite ceiling. Not the wall the pass defense was, but comfortably above average, and crucially, they didn't get gashed when it mattered. Combine that with the takeaway rate and you understand why this defense finished third in the NFL by expected points. Opposing offenses couldn't lean on the run to control the game, and the moment they trusted their quarterback's arm too much, the Jaguars cashed in.
Muffed! Season MVP is Trevor Lawrence, 4,007 passing yards, 29 passing touchdowns, 9 rushing touchdowns, 5th in the NFL in passing scores, 38 total touchdowns, powered the offense even with the accuracy dip. Two things to clean up. The pass rush has to get home more. 32 sacks is 19th percentile, and you can't ask the secondary to bail you out forever. And Lawrence's completion percentage finished 2.7% below expected, 30th among qualified starters. Sharpen those two numbers.
That's the Jaguars 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Jaguars feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.